Yes, there's no question, and I'll tell you, there's some takeaways that I want to remind folks of. Think about the conservation side of this, and let's take the white for example. Right now, the current reg allows you to take 5 trout. As far as rainbows go, only one of those can be over 14 inches. So the remaining trout would have to be under 14 inches. So think of the 4-month period here, where a number of fish that will go from 13 to 14 inches. And we're going to be doing data studies to watch to see the growth of these fish without the pressure of harvest. So all of those fish, now you take that inventory that grows into the 14-inch range, and its impact to grow more is better because there's more of them, where they would not normally have been the opportunity to grow. So yeah, that's going to be something you look at, you watch, an economic driver. You're going to have the opportunity to take this data and look to see down the road, is should this be considered on an annual basis. A lot of people have asked us about that. And again, don't know if it will or not, but it's certainly going to give us an opportunity to see its impact conservation-wise. We'll see the economic impact. And then most important, I think why we're going to look back on this is that this is an opportunity for reflection. We've always had the fly fishers versus the spin guides. And while they get along well on the river, and one's always better than the other if you ask them. At the end of the day, no resources without risk.